A house is made of wood and stone, but only love can make a home. Welcome to the Repco Light Home Improvement Show, helping you make your home into one you'll love even more. Here are your hosts, Dan Hansen and Betsy Thompson.
Well, good morning and happy Saturday to everybody in the listening area. I'm Dan Hansen.
And I'm Betsy Thompson.
Now, Betsy, last week, if you remember, and previous weeks, you've made fun of me or talked about me having a big head or a big ego or whatever you want to talk about.
Well, if the shoe fits.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. You do that all the time. But I had a very humbling experience this week, and I did not tell you about it because I wanted to tell you about it here.
Oh, really?
And tell everybody at the same time.
Do tell.
Now, as you know, we were driving around, you and I, in separate vehicles. You had your car full of breakfast gear. We were making breakfasts for all of our contractors at all the various Repco Light.
My car stinks.
And Port City Paint Store. Yes, it smells like old pancakes.
Yes, it does. And sausage.
Anyway, I was driving the Repco Light van, which is way more vehicle than I'm used to driving, size-wise, anyway.
Yes.
Now, I joke about my height all the time,
right?
But I really only do that because I think I'm the ideal height.
Right.
If I really thought I was insufficient, I wouldn't point it out.
Uh-huh.
I think I'm better.
Right.
So,
of course
I know. I'm just a joke. Anyway, God humbled me this week.
Really?
So I'm driving the van, and first off, my experience of getting into the van was complicated as it was. It was such a big climb.
Yes.
Which was really, by the end of the week, I was really exhausted and my little legs were very sore. But the big thing that got me is I got in the van.
Yes.
And I start driving and I'm watching the rear view, you know, and doing all the things to make sure I'm driving safely.
Yes.
And on the way back from the very first breakfast, I always have this thing I worry about, spices in my teeth.
Right. Yes,
okay?
I'm aware.
Because I have that problem a lot. Then I talk and I look like a moron.
Right.
Anyway, so I decided I'm going to just quick check my teeth in the rear view to make sure we're good. And I looked in the rear view to find myself. And you know what I found?
Nothing.
Nothing. I could see the back of my seat. But it was like nobody was driving. For a split second, I thought the vehicle was unmanned. And then I remembered, no, I'm here. And then I hopped up in the seat and I had to jump in my seat to see
and
myself.
Everybody
in the
around
mirror.
On the road was laughing.
I don't know if they could see me. They just see this little head show up in the window as I'm bouncing. So anyway, God's humbling me, making me a better person by pointing out some of these insufficiencies that I've kind of overlooked.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, let's get to the show and let's tell people the brilliant stuff that I'm going to be talking about, and you'll be doing what you can on today's Repco Light Home Improvement Show.
Wow. I can tell that the humility really stuck with you this time.
It's not going to stick.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see what God does next.
Yeah, me too. Anyway, coming up on today's show, nobody wants mice in their home, especially not me. And nobody wants to heat the outdoors. Later today, we've got some great fall projects that are going to keep the mice out and the heat in.
And before we get to that, Benjamin Moore just announced the color of the year for 2018. We'll tell you what it is, and more importantly, we'll tell you why that should matter to you.
And in roughly 15 minutes or so, if you're using the wrong paint finish on a surface, it can look bad and cause your paint to fail more quickly.
Well, we're going to step in and give you everything you need to know to clear up the confusion so that the finishes make sense to you.
Exactly. Why wouldn't we? But right now, we're in the studio with Bill Hovman, co-owner of Hovman Electric, and I've got a very specific question for him today. Bill, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Now, I have a question because we ran into a customer recently who had a whole house surge protector on his house, and we rented him a piece of equipment, and it wouldn't run because of this whole house surge protector.
It took us a while to figure out that's what was going on.
And I had never heard of such a thing before. What can you tell me about it?
Well, a whole house surge protector is a good idea.
Okay.
And it protects mostly your electronics from those small surges that happen every day. When a motor starts, it puts a little toll on all the electronic parts in your house.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll also protect the large surges coming from your utility.
Mm-hmm.
It will save some of your electronics.
So it's going to function like the surge protectors that we might buy in the store and plug in and then plug our TV into that?
Those are really a point of use, and those are a good idea as another level of protection beyond the whole house surge protector.
Okay, so you're saying use those in conjunction with the whole house surge protector. But the whole house surge protection is doing the same job that those are doing, right? That's the point of it.
Yes, at a higher level.
At a higher level over everything.
It's probably going to take the higher spikes that come into your house, where the one at your TV, the point of use, is going to protect those smaller ones that come that happen daily.
All right. So is that something that it's a new house kind of a thing? It has to go into a new house? Can it be put into the house that I've got?
A whole house surge protector can be added any time. They're added to your breaker panel.
Okay. Is it an enormous process? It doesn't sound like it's an enormous process at all.
It's not at all. They're roughly around $175 installed.
Seriously?
Yep. Wow. That sounds like it's worth it.
But it won't replace the other ones? The point of use ones, or
no,
could it?
It's not really. It's okay. Another level of protection.
Okay.
I would put it that way.
So a whole house surge protector is made to protect from spikes from the utility. Will it protect against something like lightning?
Lightning's another ballgame because no one can predict what's going to happen. You could go right through that surge protector. It may protect it, and it may blow it out and protect you, but it may go right through it. Lightning is just so powerful that you can't predict. It does crazy things when it hits a house.
We're here with Bill Hoffman from Hoffman Electric on the Repco Light Home Improvement Show, and we were just talking about whole house surge protectors. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to shift gears just a little bit because, sad to say, we're kind of heading into winter, and that always makes me wonder about, you know, losing power, stuff like that. I had that a couple years ago. We lost power around Thanksgiving, and I spent 5 days, I think it was, without anything. Fortunately, it was cold outside, so at least everything was saved by moving it from the fridge, food-wise. We were cold.
Yep.
But other than that, I watched our neighbors. They had portable power generators and things like that. But I'm curious about, you know, just other backup generator systems. Can you walk me through some of those things? What's out there? What's available?
Sure. Like you mentioned, there's the portable, which means you have to be home and plug it in, turn it on, fill it with gas when it needs it. But those do work, and we install systems to make that switch over to a portable quite often. There's also the next level is an automatic transfer. It can run your whole house. It can run part of your house, whatever you choose. Typically, the things you want running are refrigeration, your furnace, pumps, and freezers. That's about it. And a few lights to function by. We can do your whole house. That will run also your air conditioning, stove, microwave, everything. And you'd live like you do every day.
Okay. How does that work? Where's it drawing its power from? I mean, the other ones are gas. Are these gas
These are natural gas powered.
Okay.
And the beauty of them is it's an automatic transfer. When the utility goes down, it monitors that for a few seconds and said, okay, I want the generator to start and supply this house. So it means you don't have to be home. You can be in Florida this winter, and you don't have to worry about your house freezing when your furnace doesn't run.
How in the world, I mean, like price-wise, installation-wise, that's always the thing that plays through my mind with these. Is it an enormous process to have it installed?
It's about a day's work.
Okay.
It sits outside. Usually it looks like similar to your air conditioner sitting outside, and we hook up the wiring to it. Natural gas is hooked to it, and it takes care of itself. It's self-monitoring. It'll start once a week just to keep the battery charged and keep it lubed up, but it's takes care of itself.
Okay. So
hands off.
What kind of price am I looking at on average? I know it's just, it all depends.
And they start in that around $6,000.
Okay.
And they go up from there depending on the size of your home and what you want to run.
Now, would that be a price for the unit, or is that an installation?
That would be an installed price.
Installed price, around $6,000. Do you guys do a lot of those?
I would say 15 a year.
All right.
I've done the portable generator thing, and let me tell you, that is so worth it, because running extension cords through my house, okay, what do I want to plug in now? It's time for the fridge and the freezer, and that means I'm going to lose this light, and that means I'm going to lose this over here, and no one can steal it, because that's the other thing you have to monitor.
No, you can't say no one can steal it, because someone's listening saying, oh yeah, watch this. Where does Betsy live?
Someone's probably going to notice.
But they still might be able to do it.
It's a whole lot
it's
easier
a lot
to steal
harder
a portable
steal.
Generator.
Right.
It's a lot harder.
No, I know we had, when we lost power, we had just moved in. My first interaction with the guy across the street is he brought over a portable generator for me to use. You know, I owe this man for the rest of my life because, we spent a whole week.
Right.
And so from my point of view, I didn't mind the extension cords at all because it was a way better step up from what we were doing.
Right.
But yes, definitely.
If you lose power a lot, if you have an area with trees around it, which I think was part of our problem, they needed to do tree trimming.
Mm-hmm.
it happens, and in that case, it's worth it. It's better than replacing all your food.
What about longevity? And you know, what do you see? How long do these last?
I have not replaced one in the years I've done them. I would say they're a 20-year.
Oh, okay. So significant.
Oh, sure.
It's going to last and last. So when you divide that out, in the minute you've had, like you said, just two or three of these events, the value of it is
properly maintained. Oil has to be changed, like your lawnmower.
Sure. It's regular maintenance.
Sure.
So is that maintenance something that people can call you out to do? Is that something that you take care of?
We actually deal with our supplier.
Okay.
And they have the people that are factory trained on the electronics, the engines, the generators, everything.
All right. Well, that's pretty much all there's time for. If our listeners have any questions about digging into any of these things, whether that's the backup generators or whole house surge protection or anything like that, how do they best get in touch with you?
The best way is through our office at 396-8213.
And also, you can find Haveman Electric online at havemanelectric.com. That's HaveMan Electric.com. Bill, thanks for being here with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Now, when we come back, we'll take the mystery out of paint finishes. Stick around. Repco Light and Benjamin Moore present a shout out to painting contractors.
Every day you transform the world around you by adding new color. And while you may not be Van Gogh, the end result is still a work of art.
Benjamin Moore's unmatched quality helps assure you of a happy customer every time. Just ask this contractor.
This is Dustin with David Hemicky Decorating. I get my Benjamin Moore paint from Repco Light stores.
The six West Michigan Repco Light stores and Port City Paints in Muskegon, where painting pros go for Benjamin Moore.
Helping you turn your house into your dream home. This is the Repco Light Home Improvement Show, presented by Benjamin Moore on News Radio Wood 1300 and 106.9 FM.
I'm Dan Hansen. Thanks for tuning in to the Repco Light Home Improvement Show.
And I'm Betsy Thompson. Now, we see it all the time at Repco Light. A customer orders a gallon of paint, and when we ask what finish they want, they give us this deer in the headlights
look.
Yeah,
they weren't ready for that.
What are you talking about?
It's like that pop quiz in school where, I don't remember studying for that. Or that dream where you think,
yes,
I don't know if I wore pants today. You know that you were thinking a different dream. Yes. I have a recurring, I don't know if I wore pants. And I'm always in my desk sitting there in my underwear. And everybody's always dropping pencils on the floor and they have to bend over. And I don't know what's going on. It's embarrassing.
Wow.
How do you get out of a room when you're only wearing your underpants?
I have no idea, but that is a special kind of dream.
I wish that dream would end. I am 44 years old and I still dream I'm in high school in my underpants.
Wow.
Anyway, the deer in the headlights look in the paint store. Let's just get back to the
Yeah, let's get back to paint, please, instead of you in your underwear.
Right.
So anyway, our customers spend days, months, sometimes a year or better looking for exactly the perfect color. And then they get to the paint store and they have given absolutely zero thought to paint finishes. They have no idea what we're talking about.
A lot of the times they're not aware how important it is.
Right.
Finish is critical to the project. You know, the wrong finish doesn't hold up.
Right.
It can expose imperfections in the surface.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't look right.
Right.
Now, as a general rule, the duller the finish that you use, the better it's going to hide imperfections in the wall, but the less washable it is.
Yes.
So the duller it is, less imperfections, less washable.
Right.
The shinier it is, the more imperfections you're going to see, but you're also going to gain washability. So just keep that in the back of your head as we work through all of these finishes here.
Right. So the key to finding the right finish is really a balancing act. What do you need most from it? Washability? Or are you trying to hide things? What do you really need?
Right. So with that said, we're going to focus on the most common finishes, the strong points of each, and the weak points of each. And let's just start with the least shiny finish, flat.
Right.
Now, a flat paint has virtually no sheen when it's viewed directly or even indirectly. You know, you catch it from an angle, still very little sheen, if any at all.
Right.
And that means it's going to hide surface imperfections better than almost everything else.
Yes.
Because no light bounces off of it.
Right. It just absorbs all of that light. So you don't have the opportunity to catch the little hints of edges of imperfections.
Right. Because of that, we really recommend this a lot of the times on ceilings. It's a great ceiling paint because even the slightest sheen on a ceiling doing is going to expose imperfections, you know, drywall tape joints that aren't done well,
right.
Things like that.
Nail pops.
Definitely show up with a shinier paint. So for ceilings, we generally recommend a flat. And the ideal ceiling paint in our book is Benjamin Moore's waterborne ceiling paint. It's
yes.
a completely dead flat ceiling paint.
Right. And the best part about it is it can be tinted to any Benjamin Moore color that you want. So it doesn't have to be white. You can right. step outside the box.
And it can still stay flat.
Right.
A lot of products, when they're tinted, will pick up a little bit of a sheen or a shine. This won't.
Right.
So great product, Benjamin Moore's waterborne ceiling paint.
Right.
Now, the downside to flats is wiping or scrubbing a flat paint, if you've ever done that, mm-hmm. is going to create a burnished area, a little
yeah.
shinier area. And
exactly.
yeah, you don't really get any washability out of it.
Right.
So you definitely need to understand that a flat is not for a high traffic area.
Yeah.
It's not good for trim.
Mm-mm.
It's not good for cabinets. It's really bad, in fact, for cabinets. You would, oh, look, something just happened on the telephone.
Somebody wants you.
Somebody didn't put his phone on silence. So he's going to do that right now. We're not going to name names, but it might have been me.
Right.
Anyway, flat paint on the walls. Okay, if you don't have a high traffic area.
Right.
Definitely, now, it's best for ceilings.
Absolutely. Now, let's move on to matte, because people get matte and flat confused all the
time.
They
sound alike, except the beginning. One says, and the other one says, mmm.
Well, we get the question a lot, what is the difference between the two of these? Because some paint companies make them kind of interchangeable, and they really aren't. Now, matte is a step up from a flat. It's basically what we like to call a scrubbable flat.
A scrubbable fat. I wish I had scrubbable fat. I guess I do. I wash up pretty well.
All right.
It's a scrubbable flat. Yeah, the L is important.
Yes, it is. So it's a scrubbable flat, which means if you get something on it, it will actually come off. Now, this does come with ever so slightly a tiny bit of a sheen. It's not quite as much as some of the other sheens, but it's definitely just a little bit more than the flat.
Right. That gives it its washability, and it mm-hmm. makes it perfect for bedrooms, for living areas, for
yep.
hallways, and pretty much anywhere. You want a relatively dull finish, but you still need washability. Now,
right.
we typically not recommend a matte finish on a ceiling because mm-hmm. it does have a little bit of sheen.
Right.
But it's great in almost all of those other areas. You know, not in a bathroom. You wouldn't
no.
want to use a matte finish unless it's Benjamin Moore's Aura Bath and Spa.
Right.
That is a matte finish you can use in a bathroom.
It's formulated for a bathroom.
Right, but regular matte finishes are probably going to be just too dull for that bathroom. They'll absorb moisture and you can have a problem. Repcolite's
right.
Hallmark Matte is an incredibly mm-hmm. high quality matte finish. Definitely great for bedrooms and all those other areas we talked about.
Right. It's also going to help hide those imperfections just a little bit more than the next sheen that we're going to talk about, which is an eggshell. Now, everyone thinks that eggshell is a color. Really? Yes, I guess it could be a color, but really, it's a sheen as well. It's a finish. And this is just a little bit shinier than the matte is going to be. It's going to show just a few more imperfections, but it's also way more washable.
Way more washable. You gain that. It's beautiful finish. We sell a ton of this.
Mm-hmm.
Probably
it's
one
the
of the
most common
finishes used.
Yeah.
Again, great for all the areas that the matte would be,
mm-hmm.
bedroom walls, hallways. And now you could start to use this in a bathroom.
Right. Because
you've got great washability with it.
Yep.
You're listening to the Repcolite Home Improvement Show, and we're working our way quickly through all the different paint finishes that are out there. And now let's get to something a little shinier than an eggshell, and that's
yep.
a satin sheen.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people refer to this as a kid-proof paint.
Yes.
You know, you pick up a lot of sheen now, you know, so definitely mm-hmm. you notice this looking straight at it. It's a little shinier,
mm-hmm.
but that makes it really washable.
Right.
But you do gain that sheen. So a lot of the times we recommend this for bathrooms if
yep.
you've got a lot of moisture, cabinets,
mm-hmm.
trim. Starts to be really great for those surfaces because it just will hold up really well.
Right. Now, last but not least, we've got semi-gloss or potentially even a gloss finish. Now, those are going to be the shiniest finishes available. And we don't recommend them on a wall because it just gets a little too shiny. Again, stick to your trim, cabinets, things like that.
Right. If you're unsure which finish is right for you, you can definitely ask us in the store at Repcolite or Port City Paints. We'll explain what they all do and kind of recommend the best one for you. But that gives you a good overview of all the things. And Betsy did say scrubbable fat, which did make me very happy. So I had a lot of fun with that.
Right.
Now, when we come back, we're going to be talking about the color of the year for 2018. Stick around.
We'll be right back. Repco Light and Benjamin Moore present a shout out to painting contractors.
Every day you transform the world around you by adding new color. And while you may not be Van Gogh, the end result is still a work of art.
Benjamin Moore's unmatched quality helps assure you of a happy customer every time. Just ask this contractor.
Hi, I'm Mark Nickel from Final Touch Painting Services. Benjamin Moore is my paint and Repcolite is my store.
The six West Michigan Repcolite stores and Port City Paints in Muskegon, where painting pros go for Benjamin Moore.
If you want to take your DIY skills up a rung, the Repcolite Home Improvement Show is here to give you a boost. On News Radio Wood 1300 and 106.9 FM.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Glad you're back. I'm Dan Hansen.
And I'm Betsy Thompson. Now, we are right in the middle of fall, and we are surrounded by color, and most specifically, we are surrounded by red. We have the red leaves that are out. We have red apples, tomatoes, and red sunsets when
isn't
raining.
When you can see the sun, yeah.
Yes, and the fashion world is blowing up with the color red right now. It is the hottest thing out there. You're going to see it in purses, bags, in
fanny packs.
Fanny packs.
They're coming back, Betsy.
Right. You know what? I did not see any fanny packs on any of the designer runways.
It's going to be a surprise release.
Right. Yeah. But they all had red shoes. It's very popular. And now you can add that color red to the home trends as well, because Benjamin Moore has just announced Caliente.
Caliente.
AM290.
Say it the right way, Betsy.
I'm not going to say it like you. Yeah. Anyway, they have announced it as their 2018 Color of the Year. We are very excited about this because it is fantastic.
Why?
Because it's a great color.
I know it is. I was just messing with you.
It is much better than the purple of last year.
Yes, last year's purple was a little bit of a stretch.
It was hard to use.
It was a great color, but definitely
it was hard to get people on board.
Yeah. Now, it's important to understand very quickly, when Benjamin Moore comes out with a color of the year, it's not that they just walk to the color rack, you know, and randomly point.
Eeny, meeny, miny,
yeah,
mo.
Grab a color, throw it down, and say, there we go. Color of the year, paint your walls, you're going to like it.
Yeah.
That's not how it works. They travel the world, actually. Actually, a team of them goes around, travels the world. They go to fashion shows. Mm-hmm. They go look at architecture. They look at the upcoming, the cutting edge trends.
Right.
And they make their prediction based on, you know, the color of the year, based on what they see coming. And Caliente is the color they see coming.
Yes.
There's a very interesting article that describes the whole process. We've got it on our Facebook page. It's definitely worth reading. It's a very good interview.
Absolutely.
And it's just worth checking out.
Right. So now we have Benjamin Moore's red as the color of the year, this Caliente color. So now everyone's asking, okay, what now?
Yeah, Betsy said it's fantastic, but how in the world do I actually use it?
It is fantastic. I recommended it a lot to people, actually. So I was excited.
Even before this.
Right, even before this.
This was a go-to color for Betsy.
Yes, it was. So first, we need to understand the psychology of the color red. That's the first step to actually using it, because colors affect us in different ways. It affects how we perceive things and how we feel about different spaces. So that's why they put blues and greens traditionally in hospitals and doctor's offices.
They calm us down when we're sitting there with a little bag of ice and like a
your finger.
Yeah. It just, you look at the blue on the walls and you think, oh, I don't feel so bad about my missing digit.
Right.
For a while.
Yes. Red, on the other hand, well, if you've cut off your finger, can cause panic.
Yes.
But traditionally, red is a very strong and powerful color. It can be a really fun color. If it's bright, it's full of energy, it's bold, and it's one of those colors that makes people feel really special. Think of red carpets when they roll them out and how fabulous people feel when they walk down
it. And red fanny packs. I know when I stroll through the store with my red fanny pack, I feel like $1 million.
Oh, of course
you do. I mean, I
get
looks from everybody.
They all wish they had
a fanny pack like mine.
Yeah, I'm not sure that that's why they're looking at you. Anyway, understanding this red psychology is going to be what helps you put this color in your home and know where and how to use it.
Right. For example, red stimulates the appetite. Mm-hmm. And like we said, it's energetic. So it's a great color for a dining room or a kitchen.
Exactly. And something to note about red is it appears closer than it actually is.
Right. You know, like your mirror, your side mirrors on the car, it always says objects in the mirror are further away than, or no, they're closer than they appear. Right. That's the same thing with red. So you're going to want to walk with your hands outstretched so you don't bang into that wall. Is that what you're saying, Betsy?
Something similar. It just brings the walls in a little bit. So a deep red can make a room feel warm and cozy. It's great in the wintertime, which we're coming up on. It's great for small spaces. It makes them feel more intimate. And
it also would work for a bigger space.
Right.
Just to, again, cozy it up a little bit.
Exactly. So it doesn't feel just so massive and open.
All right. So the first thing to understand is just some of the color psychology and how red works in our minds. The next thing we want to, you know, just stress to everybody out there is that red doesn't always mean fire engine red. That's important to understand.
Right.
Instead, what we're talking about is a range of colors, anywhere from pale pinks all the way to deep oxblood.
Yeah. So don't tune out this color of the year just because you think you absolutely hate red, because a lot of people are thinking fire engine red.
Yeah. They're thinking circus stuff.
Right.
Caliente is not that way. It's a much deeper color with a bit of a brown undertone, actually.
Exactly. It's important because that makes it a little bit warmer. It's a little bit easier to use. It's more versatile. You can use it more places. And it makes it a little bit softer, so it's easy to live in. That means you can use more of it. You can actually paint all of your walls this color.
Right, and not go crazy.
Yes.
Right. That's the theoretical side
of
this color thing and trying to understand how to use it in your home. Now let's get to the practical stuff on the Repcolite Home Improvement Show.
Right.
And the first thing here that we want to just underscore is that this color, this red, works with any style. So if you've got a modern, a contemporary, a traditional, a country, an English style, this is going to work with all of that, much more so than the purple did from last year.
Right.
So why is that important? That's important because so many people saw that purple last year and wrote it off and figured that's not going to work in my home. That's not the case with this red.
Right.
You can, no matter what style, no matter what your taste, you can find a way to use caliente in your design and decor.
Right. Now, if you're looking for the feeling of a very mellow space, if you just want it to be kind of calm and neutral when you go in there, you pair this red with neutral colors, grays, browns, beiges, whites, things like that, and it's going to give you that very soft feeling. But if you pair it with blues and bright greens and yellows and oranges and things like that, it's automatically going to infuse the space with a whole lot of energy. So depending on what you want everything to feel like, go with the color that best suits you.
Right. And just as we talked about earlier, that red is a range of colors. Remember that all of these colors we're talking about is a range of colors.
Right.
So Betsy's not necessarily saying that you need to make the room look like Superman's outfit, because that's what it sounded like. Red, blues, you know, yellows, stuff like that.
Yep.
It can be all kinds of different tones within there to soften it, create a great look, an energetic look, without making the room feel gaudy or garish.
Right. However, if you pair this red with a real creamy, soft yellow color.
Which red, Betsy?
Caliente. If you pair it with kind of a buttery yellow, not intense sunshine yellow that you would do to get energy, just a nice soft creamy yellow, you're automatically going to make it feel kind of like summertime. It's going to be refreshing, but it's also going to be really warm and cozy.
Right. No matter what color scheme you pull together, remember to use different versions, different tones of this red. Layer the different colors and you'll be fine. If you're not sure how to use it, all you need to do is start small. Maybe the backs of bookcases. Maybe bring it in with some throw pillows or even rugs. Paint just a piece of furniture with a nice bright high gloss red using Benjamin Moore's Advance.
Right.
Again, a small way to bring the color in and yet still make quite a statement in the room.
Check out our Pinterest board. It has all kinds of great ideas for using red in your space.
The most important thing about all of this is to try. You know, it's much easier to work with this caliente color than you may think. And the beauty of red done right really can't be beaten. If you really pull it off, you're going to have people talking about your space.
Yes, they will be.
Hopefully in a good way.
I guarantee it. I'm
Betsy
Thompson.
I guarantee stuff.
Now, coming up after the break, we'll tell you how you can keep mice and pests out of your house and more money in your wallet this winter. Stay tuned.
Repcolite and Benjamin Moore present a shout out to painting contractors.
Every day you transform the world around you by adding new color. And while you may not be Van Gogh, the end result is still a work of art.
Benjamin Moore's unmatched quality helps assure you of a happy customer every time. Just ask this contractor.
I'm Kurt Van Overloop from KVO Painting. Benjamin Moore is my paint and Repcolite is my store.
The 6 West Michigan Repcolite stores and Port City Paints in Muskegon, where painting pros go for Benjamin Moore.
Helping you turn your house into your dream home. This is the Repcolite Home Improvement Show, presented by Benjamin Moore.
Well, welcome back, everybody. I'm Dan Hansen.
And I'm Betsy Thompson. So we are well into October, and we've got a little bit before the leaves are completely down and winter is here. But there are a number of fall maintenance jobs that you really should be tackling now before the snow starts to fly.
Right. And we're not just giving you jobs because we're like that bossy parent that I sometimes am, where I do just give the kids jobs.
Right. Here, go do this.
No, these are money-saving jobs. These are things that will prevent problems down the road. Now, there are a lot of obvious tasks that you would want to do in the fall, and we're going to get to those, but we're going to start with some of the less obvious ones. And for me, there was this one that I completely didn't think about, but it's definitely something you want to do, and it's to test all of my outdoor lighting.
Uh-huh.
And as we, you know, if you've listened to past episodes, I do struggle with the lighting situation in my home.
Yes,
the bulbs
do
burn out very fast. Mm-hmm. And I ran into this a couple of nights ago when my wife came home with groceries at 8:30 at night. No big deal, right?
Right.
Well, no, it's pitch black at 8:30 now.
Yep.
And so we go outside and I turn on the lights in the back entry or the entryway.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, they don't go on. And
of course
I remember
not.
2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago on a Saturday when I said, oh, I'm going to go home and change all those light bulbs.
When we talked about light bulbs.
I never did it. I completely forgot.
Yeah.
So that light doesn't light up.
Right.
Go to turn the outdoor floodlights on. They're both burned out.
Yep.
We are bumping into each other. Five, six, seven of us hauling bags in. We can't see anything.
So you just turned on your car and used the headlights,
yes,
right?
It was so dumb. It was a simple job, a simple project, hauling in groceries that became much more complicated, all because we didn't have the lighting set.
Right.
So all that to say, just go around the house, make sure the lighting is ready to go.
Right. And as you're going around the house, be looking for places where pests can enter your home, because it is that time of year where they're looking for places to live.
Right.
You know, mice are everywhere, and we actually had one in the studio this past week.
Trying to create a place for him and his family to winter.
Uh-huh. I flipped on the light, and here he is running around in a circle in the middle of the room because he didn't know what to do, because here I stand.
Yeah, his plans didn't pan out.
No.
No.
Thank
but
goodness.
You don't want that in your house, of course. So take a look, like Betsy's saying, as you're checking the lights.
Yep.
Check around for places that they could get in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that sounds really easy and really straightforward, but I am going to freak out some of you. Some of you are well aware of this fact.
Yes.
But the common house mouse can fit through an opening that is just slightly larger than a pencil.
That is disturbing.
Think about that. Think about that. He's going to tell his friends, and they're going to all come flooding in through those spots. So as you walk around your house, look for areas like that. And remember, they also can climb.
Yes, they
can. And so that doesn't mean you got to just look at the base of the house.
Mm-hmm.
When you find these little holes, you want to fill them. Now, a lot of people will fill them with things like spray foam.
Yes.
And all of that. That does not work.
No,
generally,
they chew through it.
Right. They chew right through it. There's no problem
they
with
make
that.
A nest in there. It's really warm.
They laugh at your efforts to stop them.
Yes.
What you instead should do, one of the ways that I've done that's worked really well, is to just get insulation and you wrap it with like a copper mesh.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I bought the copper mesh online, very inexpensive, and a huge roll of it. Just rip it, tear it off, wrap it around insulation, stuff it in the hole. They can't chew through the metal part, and it effectively seals up that hole.
Right. Another thing that people don't necessarily think about when it comes to fall projects is reversing the direction of their ceiling fan. Now, some people know about this.
I did not. I was absolutely stunned and very excited that there is another option on my ceiling fan.
Yeah, you can actually use the ceiling fan all winter. You know, instead of pulling the air up like you do in the summertime to help keep the room cool, it pushes the air down to warm it. So it's obviously really easy to do. Just turn off the ceiling fan, wait for it to stop, Dan.
Yep.
Because I know that you might, you know, want to hurry up and get on it. And
I like to just move fast and think later.
And then you take fingers off. So wait for the ceiling fan to stop. Then there's a switch on, usually
the
motor casing.
Exactly.
Yep. Flick it, turn the fan back on. It goes the opposite way. And I recommend wiping those blades down because I've had this happen. You flick the blades and they start going the other way. And the dust that has collected up there goes everywhere. So wipe them down.
Only if you're a pig
first.
Like Betsy.
Right.
No, mine is really bad.
Yeah. Most people's is.
Yeah. So clean the blades. That's a good idea. That's a free tip.
That's a free tip. I've been there.
Now, one more that may be obvious to some people, but maybe to others it's not, is the roof. Take a look at your roof. You know, I know we're heading into later fall and now's not the ideal time to fix a roof. But it's way better than in the middle of winter when to find a problem. Mm-hmm. So it's really an inspection that you can do from the ground if you don't want to get on the roof. Mm-hmm. And start by looking at the shingles and just look for buckled or cracked shingles. Mm-hmm. Look for loose or missing ones. You know, loose or missing shingles, those are not good. You want to take care of that.
Yep.
Look also for the presence of moss.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've talked about this in past episodes. Yep. Moss can create a problem. It deteriorates your shingles.
Yes.
And there are right ways to get it off. There are wrong ways to get it off. Do it the right way.
Exactly.
You can do it yourself. We've got an episode where we talked about the best way to do that. Mm-hmm. And we also interviewed Peak Performance Roof Cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
And they will come out and do it. They're based in Grand Rapids. And all of the contact information and everything you need to know is in past show notes. So just check those out if you do have a problem on the roof.
Right. And if you do feel comfortable getting up on the roof or at least getting up on a ladder and inspecting, look at the flashing around your chimney and skylights. Make sure that you don't have any leaks or gaps. You don't want snow and ice getting in there. And with all the rain that we're going to have, that we've already had, you really don't want those leaks coming in.
Right. One other thing to check would be the rubber collar or the boot around any vent pipes that are up there. Just make sure it's secured, not cracked. You know, they last for 10 or so years usually.
Roughly.
So just take a look at it. If you do see any problems and you're not comfortable getting them fixed, get a roofer out there. And again, dealing with a roof problem now is going to be way better than dealing with it or discovering it in the middle of winter.
Right. Now we want to talk about the more obvious things that you should be doing on the Repcolite Home Improvement Show, those projects that most people know about, but maybe we forget about them every now and again. The first one would be to clean out your gutters. This is a pretty obvious one that everyone already knows about. Leaves
not
are falling.
Not everybody does, though.
Well,
because it's not fun. It's a really terrible
job. They know about it. They just don't do it. There's a huge difference here. So get all those leaves out. You don't want them backing up. Make sure they're all cleaned
out. We got a lot of rain coming down. We got the leaves clogging up. And this doesn't mean that this is a one-time project. This isn't something that you do once in the fall and now you're done. You'll probably have to do this several times depending on the leaf situation at your home.
Right.
But make sure you do it. It's just going to channel the water away from your home and prevent any kind of water problems that you could run into.
Right. Now, another thing you need to do is get your fireplace ready if you have one. And that means having it inspected, maybe having a chimney sweep come out and clean it a few weeks ago, maybe a week or two ago.
Last week, Betsy.
Was it
Where
last
are
week?
You? Yes.
I don't know.
Like
they
lost
all,
time. Maybe
they
you've
all
been
run
abducted
together.
By aliens.
Yes. That would be cool. Anyway.
I think you get probed a lot. I don't know how cool that is.
I don't know, but that's really disturbing.
It's disturbing.
Anyway, last week we had Rob Kukowski from the Heritage Fireplace and Design Center in, and he said that he would answer any questions that anyone had about fireplaces and things like that. So if you do have questions, contact him. He will answer those for you.
Exactly. So you just want to make sure you're safe.
Yes.
And that's definitely something you want to do for fall. Another obvious fall project would be to seal up any gaps or add weather stripping to your house if necessary.
Mm-hmm.
One of the articles that I was reading in preparation for this talked about the idea that if you would add up all the different little holes and openings and gaps in an average house, what it all adds up to is about the size of a window that's just open.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot of heat pouring out of your house all winter long.
Yep.
So seal up all those gaps. And what we're talking about is basically just check around your doors and your window frames, around electrical outlets, phone lines, outdoor faucets, you know, around heating or cooling units.
Right.
You know, basically anywhere that you've cut a hole in your house, check those areas and go ahead and take a look at the weather stripping around your doors. That's another place that we lose a lot of energy, a lot of heat. Just from, you know, drafts and all of that. So replace that weather stripping if it's old and needs to be replaced.
Mm-hmm.
And think about like a door sweep, you know, something that goes on the
base
of the door.
Yeah, you get huge drafts in through those things if they're not working properly, if you don't have them, if they're old and cracked, things like that. You always get a draft. That's the first thing I notice when I walk into certain homes is, wow, there's a draft and my feet are freezing.
Yeah,
that's
a lot of energy pours out through those.
Mm-hmm.
So just take the time to do that. It's a simple project. You can do that in a couple hours usually. Very easy to work with, but just go ahead and get that done.
Right. Now, one last project you want to get done early in the fall is to get your air conditioner ready. A lot of people wrap their air conditioner in a tarp, and this is not recommended.
I'm
guessing
one of
you
those
do
people.
It. Well, it encourages rodents, mice, things like that to nest in there. It's nice and warm. You're keeping them from the elements and you're giving them a very cozy home. So don't wrap it in a tarp.
Right. When I read that, that was a little bit stunning. So I've been doing that wrong my entire adult life.
A lot of people
have. right way to do it, the way the air conditioner manufacturers recommend, is that you simply put plywood over the top, maybe hold it in place with a couple of bricks, and that's going to protect it from ice or anything that might fall from the roof and damage the unit, but it's not going to invite all of those rodents in. So that's the way to do it.
Right. Now, there are a lot more fall projects that are out there, and some of them are more for later in the fall, just before snow flies. So in a couple weeks, we'll hit those projects so that then you have a complete list of what you need to get
done.
We'll
give you a couple weeks to get these things done. Then we'll check back and see how you're doing.
Yes, exactly.
Like a parent again. Yeah. Anyway, for now, that's going to do it for the Repco Light Home Improvement Show. If you'd like to revisit this list, you can always find this episode and past ones online at repcolight.com. Check it out.
Right. Also, if you're not following us on Facebook, well, you should be. We post all kinds of cool stuff up there. You can find it on our homepage at repcolite.com.
Yeah,
just follow the
link. Right. The link will take you to Facebook. You can like our page and you'll find all kinds of cool stuff.
Yes. And then you'll know when we post cool stuff.
Right. That's pretty exciting. Yeah.
Yes.
That sounds like we really laid that on pretty heavy. I don't know how exciting it is. It's worth it.
It's
just
worth
go do it.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll win something.
Right.
Well, we hope everybody out there has a good weekend, you know, and maybe can get some of these projects wrapped up and just get your home just that much closer and ready for the upcoming winter and snow season, which we'll just delay
coming.
For a little bit. Yeah. There's still plenty of fall out there to enjoy.
We hope.
I'm Dan Hansen.
And I'm Betsy Thompson. Remember, if you're about to lose your DIY sanity, we can help you fix that crazy.
And teach you to say caliente like a pro.
Oh, good grief.
Thanks for listening.